broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. And we're very grateful that you joined us this evening, and we are very, very happy to welcome on board a great many new affiliates, including the fact that we're back in Seattle. And we're very, very happy to be back in Seattle. And a shout-out to my erstwhile producer and brother there in Seattle, Jason Rantz, who I got your email today, Jason, about the fundraiser you guys are doing. So I want to put a little something in their envelope up there. And we're very, very happy to have those of you who are joining us for the first time on the radio network with us. And if you'd like to join us online at philhendryshow.com, you can do that too. And you can watch live streaming video of our show as we do the show on Phil TV in HD. In fact, we're doing it right now. And with your backstage pass, you have access to that. You have access to our video archives. You have access to our thousands and thousands of hours of archives going back to 1999, 1998, and a whole lot of other extras there at philhendryshow.com. So check it out. This story that we're going to be leading off with here, and I'm going to be talking with Jack Kepner, who is a consultant. He is a fire and fire response specialist in Birmingham, Alabama. This story out of Tennessee, did you guys hear this one? It was a family that had called for help from the local fire department because their mobile home was on fire. The firefighters came out to the scene but did not put the fire out because they hadn't, the family, and this was the Bell family, Vicki Bell, hadn't paid their fire protection fee for the year. This was in South Fulton, Tennessee. Vicki Bell told WPSD television that she called emergency dispatchers when her mobile home caught fire. The firefighters responded, but they didn't put out the blaze because she doesn't subscribe to the local fire service. Bell doesn't qualify for homeowners insurance, which is a requirement according to the city ordinance. And that also was according to CBS News that reported this initially. She says she could, quote, look out her mother's trailer and see the trucks sitting at a distance. And I got Jack Kepner on the line tonight from Birmingham. Jack, how are you doing?
Really good, Phil. And I'm glad that you called me about this because this is a very misunderstood phenomenon that's happening in the country these days because of the need for agencies to fund their services. And
well, let me just, and I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, no, that's all right.
I want to just finish the story. Rural residents who want fire protection can get service from the nearby town of South Fulton, but they must pay a $75 a year fee. South Fulton Mayor David Crocker said that if the city's firefighters responded to people who didn't pay, there would be no incentive for anyone to subscribe. He said firefighters will help when people are in charge regardless. Now, this lady, Vicki Bell, sounds rather philosophical. She wasn't really, you know, dishing up too much criticism. She said she wasn't angry with the city. She said, like I said, I'm just happy they came out and watched out for my neighbors. She believes no amount of help from the firefighters would have prevented her trailer from burning to the ground, which it did. And she added the city has offered to help in any way they can. So, you know, here is a situation where somebody lost their home, and whether or not the firefighters could have saved that house, they made the conscious decision to respond in case, I guess, the fire got out of control, but that woman lost her home.
She did lose her home, and listen to what she said, because I think it's very important to hear how she herself saw the service, the fire service. What she said was she understood that the fire department could not act on preventing her home from burning, but she did appreciate that they were looking out for her neighbors. She also said that she did not hold the city responsible. She bore no grudge. Understand that I think this is a problem that is much ado about nothing. I think most people understand and are acquiescing to and recognize our need, those of us in the fire protection industry and business, our need is to provide the best service we possibly can and to save as many homes as we can. And the way we do that is to make sure that the homes that we're saving and the people that we are protecting have a level of appreciation for what we do and give us some indication, some sign that they appreciate our service and that they are not taking us for granted.
Well, I mean, not taking you for granted, appreciating the service. What you're basically saying here is you want to make sure that they pay.
We want to make sure that they pay, but even more importantly, we want to make sure that they understand what they're paying. Now, there are some cities, and here is something that your listeners would be interested in, Phil, because I've worked with a couple of municipalities on the idea of a pre-screen when the firefighters, the responding fire agency, comes out to the home or the affected area. The homeowner is interviewed, and we've done this in varying degrees of success. We did this here locally in Birmingham. We had a test run in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. What basically is involved is when the fire first responders are there, and the individual that they are responding to has not paid this so-called fire protection tax, we're certainly amenable to asking them, are they going to pay? Do they have the money on them? You know, if they have cash, it's impossible for firefighters in the responding in that way to take a credit card. I would never ask. I don't think we should ask our first responders to do that. But if they have cash, and then a questionnaire, and the questionnaire is very short. It's simply, do you plan on paying? Do you have a level of appreciation for the service that we provide? Do you recognize what we've had to go through to come out here? And then the third question is, do you recognize what we've had to go through to come out here to find out that you apparently don't care whether your home burns because you haven't paid your fire fee?
Well, these are questions that sound almost accusatory.
We don't mean to be accusatory so much as they are supposed to be revelatory. They should reveal, on some level, whether the homeowner has a real appreciation for the danger that he's put himself and his family in, as well as his neighbors. And so the questions are designed, and I wrote some up, and my colleague Bill Keene also did, because we wanted to use, and we've had a lot of people working on this, we wanted to use a variety of different questions. But basically what we're getting at is the firefighter comes out to respond, and you have not paid your fire subscription fee. We will ask that question. We'll say, all right, you don't have any money. Do you recognize what you've put us through to come out here?
And well, you know, it sounds a little funny. It sounds a little...
I understand it sounds accusatory, but this is a way of ascertaining whether this person is an individual that you're going to fight as hard as you possibly can to save their home. Because if they say, yes, I'll pay later, do you appreciate that we're here? Sure. And they're giving you a lot of these answers that are very sketchy and very fuzzy. You're not going to necessarily fight as hard as you would for someone else to...
What does that mean, you're not going to fight as hard as you should?
Well, I mean, it would mean something as simple as how fast are you getting the lines hooked up for water? How fast are you going to get that phone laid down? Firefighters talk among themselves if they're inside the house, and the word is out among the firemen that this is somebody who could care less whether they pay or not. I could see myself walking instead of running.
You're making it sound like firefighters are trained to only respond to the level of appreciation that they get, not the level of danger.
No, that is not the case. But the level of danger is directly tied to the level of appreciation, because if there's no appreciation, then there really isn't any danger. You see what I'm saying? So if someone says...
If there's no appreciation, there's no danger. The house is burning, okay?
We're not going to let the house burn other houses. But we are saying to that person, have you paid your... Understand, Phil, this only happens with people that haven't paid their fire subscription fee.
And I know that. But I mean, okay, so somebody hasn't paid their fire subscription fee, so you're saying, well, now we do a questionnaire. Are you appreciative of the fact that we are here?
That is correct.
And you guys call that what, a pre-screen?
That is a pre-screen. And that gives us vital information, information that we cannot do without, and we would not be able to do our job if we didn't have it. It gives us vital information about the person whose home we're about to, the person whose home we're about to go to work on in containing the blaze. You know, the firemen can lose their lives, and you don't want your firemen going in to save the home of an individual who has not paid their fire subscription fee and really is a little... to be honest with you, a little bit snotty about
Have you ever, and I don't know whether you guys have tried this in the field, but have you ever had a homeowner who said, I haven't paid my fire subscription fee, I will, though, and do you appreciate that we're here? You know, and they give you one of these kind of smart-ass answers?
We've had a few.
What do you do?
Well, we tell them. In that instance, and we have, and we've done this with them, we'll say, your attitude is very destructive. We're talking about your home and the homes of everybody on the street. And your attitude toward us, the firefighter, is snooty. It's a little insolent. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to do our jobs because we're professionals. But it's going to be hard because of your attitude.
And you tell the homeowner that.
We have to because we want them to know how and what we're doing and why we're doing it and how we're going to attack the situation.
All right, we're talking here with Jack Kepner. Jack is he's an advisor and a consultant in the firefighting field from Birmingham, Alabama. We brought him on to talk about a story that was quite shocking, to be honest with you, one from South Fulton, Tennessee today, where a family, a woman and her mother, watched their mobile home burn to the ground completely. And the firefighters stood and watched because they had not paid their fire subscription fee. And so you can well imagine what the bizarre and almost surreal scene that was to watch your home burn and watch firefighters stand there and do nothing. Jack Kepner with us. They have been looking at this problem, and there are a number of solutions, including ascertaining whether the homeowner has any appreciation whatsoever for the firefighters being there, and if they have enough, perhaps the firefighters can go ahead and roll out the hoses and fight the fire. We'll take your calls and comments. We'll get back and talk with Jack here about this. When we come back, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Talking with Jack Kepner tonight, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth.
And more on Jerry
bitch.
Sandusky next hour.
The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And our number is 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Jack Kepner, a consultant in the firefighting industry or firefighting. But it's not really an industry, is it, Jack? What do you call it?
Well, Bill, more than anything else, we consult with local governments, municipalities on fire safety. So, no, you're right. It is not an industry if you are talking about the sustaining public firefighting. So we are more of a government consulting or government advisory company and try to help these governments, municipalities that have these laws.
How many municipalities have or counties have fire subscription fees?
It's hard to know. The statistics are they're in flux from year to year, but anywhere from it could be anywhere from 10,000 all the way down to a few hundred, given the voters and their wants and their unwants and their likes and their dislikes, whether or not this is anything that works. I dare say that I think it's something that needs to be given a chance, because I think really once someone recognizes that unless they pay for their services, they're going to have their home burn right to the ground. I don't think a lot of people give firefighters the respect that they require.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL here with Jack Kepner, and we're going to take some phone calls here if you want to call in and comment. We are talking about a story in South Fulton, Tennessee, where a woman's mobile home burned as firefighters watched because she had not paid a fire subscription fee that is required by the county there. Here is Alan. Alan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say civil service is civil service, and you cannot justify letting someone's house burn down. You can't justify it. And if you're looking for...
You may not be able to justify it, but that was the legal response that they had, because as you could tell from the story, the mayor of the city and the county commissioners all said that they acted appropriately.
Well, they acted inappropriately, and for you to say that...
No, they had a fire. They had a fee that they had to pay, and they didn't pay the fee.
Well, I think what the caller is saying, it was immoral. Is that what you're trying to say, Alan?
It's wrong. It's plain wrong.
It's wrong. It's wrong.
Well, we're not in the business of right or wrong. We're in the business of the law. And but if you think about this, this law helps firefighters because it forces the homeowner, who ordinarily looks at us as if we're nothing more than just guys that are sitting around drinking beer half the day, you know, eating grilled cheese sandwiches and playing darts. And it forces them to see us as guys that if we're not there, then they're going to be sitting in a tent tonight.
You know, well,
they'll be in a shelter, a homeless shelter.
That's your characterization.
Well, I think it's a fair one. I think it's a fair assessment. I think if someone has a home burning, cooking right to the ground, and we come out there and we say, do you appreciate that we're here?
See, that's the part I don't get, you know.
That's ludicrous.
If you're a fire...
Right there. You're,
why is that ludicrous?
I don't understand how it is you have to obtain...
Why did this man call it ludicrous for us to want people to acknowledge what we're doing?
Well, because you're not in it for the acknowledgement. You're in there as a civil service.
I understand, but they haven't paid their fire subscription fee. Now they're asking me to fight the fire.
I don't think you do understand. It's not about the
fee. No.
It's about a civil service.
It is. The law does not allow these men to fight this fire unless the fee's been paid. However, what we've come up with is a way for them to fight the fire. Does the homeowner at least understand what she's done? She hasn't paid, and now these guys are out there staring at this fire in the middle of some area that they'd probably rather not be in, some backwoods. And does she understand what she's asking of these men?
Well, you're looking for an
excuse
to be punitive. That's
no, we're just looking for an excuse to go and do the fire.
All right, listen, thanks for your call, Alan. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to John here on line one. John, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm a retired firefighter, paramedic.
That last caller didn't know what he was talking about.
No, but this gentleman here, you're a retired firefighter, sir?
Yes, sir, retired firefighter, paramedic.
Okay.
And I do understand the fire subscription fees. I also understand fire codes where if a certain department is responding to a certain fire, we've had it happen
right
up here in Iowa to where they get to a certain line. They cannot go over that line legally. They're not covered by their own liability insurance unless they are mutual aided. If they
exactly
are mutual aided, then they are covered. I understand that. And also, when you're talking about a trailer, 99 times out of 100, if it's a trailer fire, by the time we respond and get there, it's fully involved. There's nothing you can do except protect existing structures around the trailer. There's not a lot.
If our protocols had been in place, that lady had said, well, you know, I really appreciate you guys are here, then we would have seen what we could do.
Yeah, right. But the things, it's burning to the ground.
Right.
It's going to burn to the ground. You're not, when it comes to a trailer fire,
right,
you can have the department next door to it. Trailers go up like a matchbox.
But wouldn't you, as a firefighter, wouldn't you at least like the homeowner to say, well, I appreciate you guys are here. I can't pay you. I didn't pay my fee.
When we're fighting a fire, we don't want any civilians in the fire ground.
No,
I don't want to talk to any civilians. The only people I want on the fire ground are my firefighters and maybe some law enforcement.
That's certainly understandable, but you do want their appreciation.
We normally get it. Nine times out of ten, after we get done with a fire, we receive things at the fire station. They'll either send us a donation.
The difference is we want it beforehand. So
you want the firefighters, as they're getting off the truck and hooking up their hoses, to first get the appreciation of the homeowner.
If they haven't paid their fire subscription fee, yes, sir.
We don't have time for that. If it's life safety first, if there's a possible life involved, we don't have time for that. We have to secure the fire ground, defend life safety, and then whatever happens after that, we'll deal with it after the fire's out.
You sound like a great professional. You really do. The times are changing, though, sir. You said this gentleman's name is John?
Yes.
John, the times are changing, and we want our firefighters to get due appreciation before they even
start.
fighting trailer fire.
The only way times have changed is the professional firefighters are more life safety oriented. We're out to protect life safety first, structures second.
We want to protect you guys. We want to protect you guys too. And we don't want you guys rushing in and saving a cat or saving grandma until we do get a homeowner acknowledging our existence, you know.
Yeah, but this guy that gentleman was talking about time. Time is of the essence. We're going to be right back here with Jack Kepner. Our number 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have Jack Kepner on the line with us. Jack is in the fire protection business as a consultant to a variety of cities and towns across the United States. Now, the story we did read at the beginning. Jack, are you familiar with the story?
I don't think there's a story that involves firefighting during the day that I'm not intimately familiar with. By 5 o'clock that night, I look at all of these, and I do know this story out of South Fulton, and I know the area, and it's very rural, and these are people that live in trailer homes, and the trailer habitat is well-known to all of us, whether we're in firefighting. It seems like the trailer home is well-known to all of us, whether we're in firefighting or stand-up comedy, or that doesn't make any difference, and I think we all know what we're in for when we say trailer. So if I have firefighters that are going out to a trailer, just as that caller indicated, by the time I even get my boots on, I know in my heart that that trailer is gone. It's burned to the ground. There's nothing but tires and a frame left. And I'm asking myself, why am I even putting myself out? Well, I'll tell you why, Phil. Because I want to save lives. I want to save property. I want to save the adjoining property. Now I get all the way out there and I find out she hasn't paid her fire subscription fee. Do I still let whatever's left of it burn?
Well, if you get all the way out there and the thing is there's nothing left.
But there might be something left that that she wants. She may want it put out. Okay? And so for whatever reason, maybe it's not threatening the other homes. I'll say, all right, I just put my boots on. I got my crew. I got a hook and a ladder. I've got everything going here. What do I get? You tell me. And if she says, well, thank you. That's all we're asking for.
Before you fight the fire, though.
That is exactly right, yeah.
877-876-PHIL. It's an interesting world, I'll tell you that. Let me go to a phone call here. We're talking with Jack Kepner, and on the line is Tori. Tori, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. How you doing? I have a quick question.
Good, thank you.
Curiosity. If they're, obviously, you're dealing with trailer homes, so chances are it's in a trailer park, and obviously there's going to be, you know, surrounding families that are in danger from that fire. Are you going to go around and ask every neighbor whether or not they paid their fire subscription fees in order to, you know, make sure that their house doesn't catch fire?
No, what we're going to do at that point, I think the gentleman's name is Tori. Tori, what we're going to do at that point is we're going to pre-screen, which is to get everybody outside and tell them that we do have a fire. We want to make sure that they're out of their trailers, and then we will ask the family members, do you know who I am? Do you know what I am? Yes, I'm a fireman, and are you appreciative of the fact that I'm here? And then we can certainly ascertain from that.
You're going to ask everybody in the trailer park?
Yeah. If they haven't paid.
If they have paid.
If they have paid, then we got no problem. If they have paid, you know, I'll just simply say to them, you know, we'll go ahead and we'll hook the hoses up and make sure that we've got water coming to your property immediately because you've paid. And
so, in other words, you roll all the equipment toward the houses that have paid.
Well, of course, yeah. And then if we get appreciation from the other houses, and then that's where we sort of do a pecking order.
Okay. Personally speaking, I'm a 24-year-old U.S. Army veteran, and the last thing
sir?
I did was go around and ask every U.S. citizen whether or not they were appreciative of my job that I was doing. I did my job. When it was done, that was it.
Right.
I really don't see the logic behind this. I understand You know, there are.
Well, I mean, I think that in your case.
At the same time.
Yeah. I think in your case, it's a little difficult for you to ask for appreciation before you go. But when you get back, I think it's beholden upon all of us to give respect to you and by way of a parade, something like that.
What do you mean? Are you with a parade?
Well, some kind of show of appreciation.
I never asked for any a firefighter or a parade. You just do your job.
That's firefighter, I don't want a parade. You know, I want cold hard cash. You know, and a parade looks a little stupid if you're a firefighter. Here's a parade for a bunch of guys that let homes burn. That doesn't make any sense. And although we did make the effort.
You did make the effort, and but here's a parade for guys that let homes burn. I don't know. Thank you very much, Tori, for your call. 877-876. All right, sir. 877-876. Phil, now we have on the line Troy, I believe it is. Troy, is this you? Yes, sir. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I agree with the soldier you just talked to, you know. I've seen a lot of parades where firemen are very appreciated when they go down the road, and to ask for it more is kind of, to me, asinine. I mean, if you're proud of what you do, then you should just do your job and find the pride inside of you. That's what firefighters are for.
And it is. But we're talking about people that didn't pay. So they didn't pay, so I didn't get my salary from them. Whatever, who is ever paying my salary is somebody whose home isn't burned down.
What about when they were at the grocery store and paid taxes on it? What about when they bought a vehicle and paid taxes? What about when they look at their paycheck and there's less money in it? I mean, where do you feel you're not getting paid? I mean, you got a lot of tax money that goes to firefighters, and everybody.
That's true, but it's not enough. We do, but you have to understand, we make a certain level of salary. I mean, our skill is such that we require a certain level of salary, and I understand people are paying taxes, but it's just not getting it done. So if we charge a fee.
Do you understand that when you ask people, if I can just jump in here, you ask people to pay taxes, it's not enough, so you better charge a fee. Oh, you didn't pay your fee. Well, you got to do something, and your thing is show me appreciation.
Well, there has to be some kind of tribute, if you will, paid to the firefighter for going out there and trying to put out a trailer. Huh?
Whether it's a trailer or not, it's a different story. I mean, we all know trailers burn to the ground in seconds.
It's not the most glamorous job.
A neighbor guy in a house.
Right.
And his house is going to take an hour and a half to burn to the ground. It's going to take you 15 minutes to get there. His house isn't burned to the ground by the time you get there. Forget the fact that it's a trailer. You get money from taxes. People pay a lot of taxes in this country.
But we don't. We just don't make enough.
Your organization is saying you need to appreciate us. Your organization talking to the government is what's wrong with this country.
Well, I don't know. I mean, all I'm saying is if you don't have your subscription fee...
You're a politician.
I'm not a politician. I'm in the fire consulting business. I'm just saying, if you don't have your subscription fee, I need something. Because I've come out to a trailer fire. This is not the most prestigious thing as a firefighter. I'm not going to get a whole lot of... brownie points. Nobody's going to put my name in the paper because I fought a trailer fire.
So what do I get out of this? You don't fight fires.
What do I get out of it?
I don't personally.
No, I don't. But I look at firefighters, and these are the things that I would want if I was a firefighter.
Okay, so you're basing this on what you would want.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go out to a trailer park and do what?
No, put out a fire.
Okay. That's the problem.
I'm putting out a trailer fire, and I'm doing it for free, and there's a bunch of kids with chocolate all over their faces staring at me, and a dog, and what do I get out of this? And she doesn't have her subscription fee.
Well, you put the fire out, and you go, job well done. All right, sir, thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. 877-876-PHIL is our number. I got a phone call here. I think this is Andrew on line one. Go ahead, Andrew. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I am also a military veteran. I'm only 23 years old, and I served 2 years in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yes, sir.
And the former soldier had already gotten to the point to where he didn't get any gratitude before he left. So now I'm to the point to where I'm going to say, you know, where is my service fee?
Well, I think that what these gentlemen are saying, Phil, these the service people is very good. What you need is to get your up front. I suggest that when before you enlist, that there is some kind of a statement made by the people in your neighborhood. We thank you very much. We know you enlisted. Just so they are forced to acknowledge that.
What does that matter, though? You volunteer to do it. When you're a firefighter,
because some people don't pay their taxes.
No one. It doesn't matter, though. No one held a gun to your head and say, "Hey, become a firefighter."
But you know as well as I do. If you don't do what you do, and I don't do what I do, then homes burn to the ground, and we've got terrorists that are at Blockbuster Video renting your favorite movie. I mean, and I don't mean to be funny, but I mean that's literally what's happening. So.
So our country isn't protected and there aren't homes. But you're talking about before I save the guy's house, I need a little bit of appreciation.
If they haven't paid their fee. That's what I'm trying to say.
So the military shouldn't go overseas to fight for you and your family and your kids, if you have any, unless you pay us a service fee or tell us thank you.
No, we already pay you taxes. And you get paid enough. We don't.
I actually get paid less than you being overseas.
But that's enough.
Oh, okay. Nice. This guy gets less than you, and he's fighting and can die, and you are fighting fires.
Well, you don't think we can die? You want to see how many firefighters have died?
Of course they have. But the point is, you make more money, this guy makes less, and you think everything's very equitable.
I think right now it's about the best we can expect out of the system.
Okay, yeah, listen, Andrew, thank you. Go ahead, sir.
And I appreciate that, Phil, because actually when I was overseas, yeah. I was injured, and I spent 6 months in Germany.
Yeah.
I didn't get any extra pay. I didn't get any extra thank you. I got nothing. After my 6 months, I went back to the desert and continued to fight for people I didn't even know, people I've never even talked to. And you're trying to say
you're not going to put out a fire
because they didn't tell you thank you before you put out the fire. Why would someone say thank you before you did your job?
Because he didn't pay a subscription fee. And I would say to you, sir, Andrew, I would say, you going back to Afghanistan after nobody even had the common decency to call you up and say thanks, I don't know, if I were you, I think you did a dumb thing.
Oh, come on, will you? This is the man's profession. This is what he did. He was a professional soldier. He went to Afghanistan. Thank God we have a volunteer force because we know the guys that are going over there are committed 150%.
And I'm not?
No, you're not. Not if you don't get your subscription fee. Then it's like, well, I need some love. And if you don't get any love...
Phil, have you ever fought a fire in a trailer park? This guy's talking about going to Afghanistan. That's bad. That's bad. But a fire in a trailer park. Andrew? A fire in a trailer park.
Oh, come on. Will you fire in a trailer park? Andrew, thanks for your call, and thanks for your service to the country, and we're glad you're home and safe, and we appreciate it, man. Have a good evening. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Jack Kepner, a fire consultant on this. This home burned in Tennessee. It was a trailer because the woman had not paid her $75 subscription fee. The firefighters did not fight the fire. They were there in case other structures were set ablaze or were in danger. The South Fulton mayor, David Crocker, said that the firefighters respond to people who didn't pay because they said if they responded to people who didn't pay, there'd be no incentive. Now, I need to also tell you about one other story on the heels of this. There are politicians, I believe, in this town or in the state of Tennessee who now want to prosecute firefighters that do not fight fires. So that will run directly in conflict, if you will, to the municipal law, the county law that's been passed. We'll give you the update on that story when we come back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, and we'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. world famous Phil Henry Show.
Okay. With me is Jack Kepner as we talk about the fighting of fires and the phenomenon in our country of these fire subscription fees, fire prevention subscription fees that people are paying in different towns, one of which is South Fulton, Tennessee, where a woman's trailer burned and burned completely. The firefighters did respond but allowed it to burn. And they didn't let it, they let it burn because she hadn't paid the subscription fee. Now, the lady herself, as you indicated, Jack, and we're going to take some more phone calls here, as you indicated, though, she seemed to understand.
Well, I feel that's exactly right, and I think that the people have to be aware of the fact that if you're a thinking citizen and you realize you haven't paid your fire subscription fee and you live in a trailer, the notion that there's going to be anything other than what happened to this lady is a little silly, so I think she was very realistic. She said, you know, I'm glad they saved my neighbor's homes. The trailer was completely engulfed. And so I think she had an unrealistic expectation. Now, if she had paid her fire subscription fee, her home still would have burned. But we would have gladly gone out there and seen what we could do. At least we would tamp the area down. We'd make sure there wasn't anything hot, no hot embers. Make sure that there was a real good, solid job put on saving whatever we could save. A lot of these mobile homes are on trailers. They're reusable trailers. There are ones that...
Well, you're telling me, I mean, she paid her subscription fee, so what she gets is a trailer.
No, she got...
I mean, the little trailer under the home.
Well, I mean, she paid the subscription fee, so she gets... She deserves service, but she didn't pay the subscription fee. So before I'm even going to go near her mobile home, because understand, fighting a fire in a trailer park... I'm not saying it's like being a soldier in Afghanistan, but I can't think of anything much worse. I don't know what I'd rather do. Go to Afghanistan to fight the Taliban or fight a fire in a trailer park. They are both hazardous. They are both very foreign experiences. You don't know. You lose all contact with reality in many ways. You don't know where you are. You don't know the people. And you do feel very cut off.
When you're fighting a fire in a trailer park.
That is correct, yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to some phone calls now. We have David. David, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Jack Kepner. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Good, thank you.
Is this comedy hour with this guy?
Yeah, no kidding.
I cannot believe.
I mean, you know, you got to understand, Jack, many of the things you're saying.
Many of the things I'm saying. Let me tell you something. Firefighters die every year in this country, and if you think I think that's funny, both of you guys, you can both go straight to hell.
All right, wow. let's not get heavy here, okay?
Well, I mean, if you guys think it's funny that firefighters die,
no, nobody's saying where it's funny to firefighters.
Well, you were laughing.
I don't know what you're?
You were laughing.
What you're?
You were laughing.
Well,
you were laughing.
What's coming out of your mouth is unbelievable. It sounds
I'm
like
talking about
not being a stand-up comic.
You need to turn your radio down there, but David, you need to turn your radio down for me.
I'm not a stand-up. I don't understand. I was saying that in the world of stand-up comedy, trailer parks are often talked about. That's what I was saying. And when firefighters are asked to go fight fires in trailer parks, you don't think they laugh? Of course they laugh.
Well, no, it's dangerous, no doubt about it. But
they
are you
going to
stand there and let somebody's home burn down because they didn't pay their fee? No, I'm not.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there is an alternative. You have to answer a questionnaire in which you express some level of appreciation for me as
a
firefighter.
Even as you said earlier, I mean, when you get a call about a trailer on fire, it's usually burned down before you get out there.
Oh, it's burned down before I put my shoes on.
What's the point? What's the point?
The point is this, Bill. When I go out there, look, it was still burning when the guys got out there. Now, there was nothing left. There might have been a person in there trapped. Chances are there would be nothing left of them, but I can at least give it a shot.
Do these firefighters not receive any funds, state funds or local funds, other than this fee? That
I'm assuming that they have some kind of a problem, as many municipalities do because of this recession that we're in. I'm assuming that this is the sole source. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm a firefighter, and I require a certain salary. And otherwise, what do you want me to do? You know,
well, when you require a certain salary, you're going to have to just knock that salary down a little bit, okay?
Yeah. Talk to my union about that. Talk to my union about that. You know.
Hey, that's really nice of you. That's really nice of you.
Well, I have a union, and here's a guy that calls up and says, you know, do you live in a trailer? Do you live in a trailer?
No, sir, I do not.
There he goes laughing again. Hey, I tell you what, I'll take you out someday, David, and we'll go to a fire, and maybe if we're lucky, we'll see a fireman get burned alive. What up?
Oh, come on.
Now you're being ridiculous.
Well, that's what you're doing. No, that's what you're doing.
Come on. Nobody's saying that. We're trying to make sense out of what you're saying.
Guy's coming out here laughing.
There is no sense to what he's saying.
Fireman's dead. Fireman's dead.
No, he didn't say that at all. Thank you very much, David, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL.
This guy calls up, and he's and I said, I go out and fight a fire at a trailer park, and buddy, I might as well be, you know what, I might as well have my head cut off in Iraq.
Yeah, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.